Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The UN Security Council is strongly condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket, rejecting North Korea's claim that it was only placing an observation satellite into orbit. Linda Fasulo reports that the council issued the statement after Sunday's emergency session.
In the unanimous statement, Security Council members made clear that the rocket launch is a violation of UN sanctions banning North Korea from using ballistic missile technology. The Council has been discussing expanding existing sanctions against the regime since the country's fourth nuclear test in early January. Now, efforts are expected to accelerate. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said,
"Because of the DPRK's decisions and actions, we will ensure that the Security Council imposes serious consequences."
North Korea, meanwhile, has threatened to continue with such launches. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Hillary Clinton traveled Sunday to Flint, Michigan, to call attention to a public health crisis due to lead in the city's drinking water. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluter reports.
Clinton took a break from campaigning in New Hampshire to call attention to Flint's drinking water crisis. A state government blunder was responsible for sending untreated corrosive water to taps around the city, causing lead to leach into the drinking water. Clinton said both the mistake and the time it took for the state to acknowledge it is an outrage.
What happened in Flint is immoral. The children of Flint are just as precious as the children of any other part of America.
Clinton called for more federal resources for Flint, but also said the experience shows reinvesting in cities needs to be a national priority. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Flint, Michigan.
Parts of the Northeast are bracing for a nor'easter with blizzard warnings covering coastal areas of Massachusetts. National Weather Service forecaster Paul Kosin says there is a potential for up to 18 inches of snow over parts of Plymouth County and Upper Cape Cod.
Significant snows into eastern New England, possibly bringing blizzard conditions to places from near Boston, south across Cape Cod and to Rhode Island. And there is even a possibility of locally greater than a foot of snow, especially south of Boston.
And Kosin says the timing and strength of the emerging storm is much less certain than the huge blizzard the Northeast endured 2 weeks ago. Besides a coastal blizzard warning, a broader winter storm warning covers the greater Boston area, eastern Connecticut, and all of Rhode Island. The Broncos' defense helped Denver claim its third Super Bowl trophy with a 24-10 win Sunday night over the mistake-prone Carolina Panthers. In what may have been his final game, 39-year-old Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning notched a 2-2 lifetime record in Super Bowls. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The family of the murder victim, who is one of the main subjects of the podcast Serial, says an alibi witness should not have testified last week. Kenneth Burns with member station WYPR reports the statement comes before proceedings into whether Adnan Syed will get a new trial extends into a fourth day.
Adnan Syed, who was convicted of killing Haemin Lee in 2000, wants a new trial because his original defense attorney did not seek out witness Asia Chapman, known to Serial listeners as Asia McClain. She testified last week that she saw Syed in the library the day Lee disappeared. But Lee's family says through a statement read by Deputy Attorney General Tharu Vignaraja, they wish Chapman did not get involved.
Whatever her personal motives, we forgive her, but we hope she will not use Hay's name in public, which hurts us when we hear it from her.
The post-conviction proceedings were scheduled to end last Friday, but have been extended by another day to allow time for the state to present its case. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
A government spokesman in Somalia has told the Associated Press that security video footage taken at Mogadishu Airport shows two men handing what looks like a laptop computer to a suspected suicide bomber after he passed through the security checkpoint. The official also told the AP that at least one of the men delivering the laptop was an airport employee. The explosion on the jet on Tuesday created a gaping hole in the fuselage and forced the plane to make an emergency landing back at the Mogadishu airport. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.